Magen-Aram, in Siman Tochan Dalet, Sekan He, talks about if somebody thinks that he has no Chometz on Pesach, he thinks he was Nizah, he cleaned up properly, he was white, the Tzidik could be it properly, he had no Chometz, Bereshusay on Pesach. And then after Pesach, he never finds that he missed something, finds a piece of Chometz, a Shir. And Magen-Aram says, Imloy bitloy, if he also was not mavapla properly, if he didn't say kochamir, or maybe Bhagavan means he didn't say kochamir with the right kavana, where the Ran says at the beginning of Pesachim that for bitlochom is to work, not to be able by your rabbi matza, to be mavapla, you have to do with full, complete kavana. So if he did not do complete kavana, the bitl, and the mice that was there, wasn't mavayat, so the Magen Avraham, oiva love afkishal yoda, he was oiva nevea. The Magen has to tell us that he was over Apple Pishon Yoda. First of all, what's the Chiddush? And second of all, what's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina that happened already? It's Pasha. The Magen is coming to tell you that he has to do Tshuva. Even though it was a Shaygig, the Ram Zot on the beginning of Tuchas Tshuva, Bein Bezoni Bein Beshkog, Ebi Avera, Bein Bezoni Bein Beshkog, needs Tshuva. Pasha, the reason why you need Tshuva on a Shaygig, on an accident, he didn't do it on purpose, so maybe it's Pasha, you have to Tshuva, but on a Shaygig, Pasha, the reason why you need Tshuva is because Ha'ulei Luma, there should be more Nizah in it, then it should have came to the Shaygig. Makoponim, that's what the Magen Aram is saying. But the Nesivis in the Seif Mekar Chaim, the Nesivis, when the Yeshivis didn't know that, the Nesivis of Mishpat Zan Chash Mishpat, he was actually more well known for Sefer Chavastas in Yerdeh, but he also has a whole Sefer in Hilchos Pesach, a whole big Sefer in Mekar Chaim. So Nesivis in the Sefer in Mekar Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, it's somewhere else, it's in the Tuf Lamed. The Magen Aram says, if he did not do Bittl. So I just want to say, it could be the Magen Aram means he did not do Bittl properly. Just because he said Kochamira, there's a round of the Pesachim says that it's not so simple to do Bittl, it has to be Mamash in Yonleiv, it's Mamash Kapadiyara. If you're not Mamash Abatul, but the Vedayat Kavona, that you're Maskim Tadat Satoya, that's Kapadiyara, the Bittl doesn't help. So, in case you did not do Bittl properly, and you did not do Bia and Bidika, obviously, because he found the piece, he found the Shir. Say again? You mean if you're not Oiv, it won't be Chomash Avol Pesach? Even if you zikha have chomos of Pesach, but you didn't do the aveira, because if the shaygi would be mafkif and the aveira, it would not be chomos of Pesach. Right, maybe the matzis, maybe it's not only an aveira. It's a knas, right? The knas lechayr is on aveira. We spoke about that not long ago, the kivayig and his mechot in the tzvi, if every knas is. Okay, the knas is there, that he did something wrong. But very good. That could be another nafkamina. Maybe. But back upon him, the Magen Aram is just telling us oivel if we did it there. So the Nesivis in Mekar Chaim is the kashya of the Magen Aram. The Magen Aram says, why is this in there? He says, achayir, this should not be a shayir. This should be mesasik. Mesasik is a number of sugis in Shas by mesasik. It's the main marker is the Gemara in Krisis after Tesam Beis, and the Gemara states that there was a deal, bore problem mesasik. That means that there's three madrigas of aveira.
Really. No,
mesasik on the aveira. Let's explain it. Let's explain it first.
On the law,
you have
the
din to be mevatel, you're not mevatel, not mesasik. Well, mesasik now, were you even aveira? It wasn't aveira. Let's just explain what mesasik is a little bit.
They tell you it's going to happen.
Basically, what the Din Masasik means is there's three madrigas of Averis. The first madrig is a mezer, which we know, of course, is the most chomer. Mezer is a verse that's a Averis that has an Einish, Malkus, a Misa, he did a Basra, and with Adam, we give him an Einish on it. The second madrig is a Shoigig. A Shoigig, if it's a Averis, Chai, the Kamachatis, if it's a Kamachatis, it's also considered, like we said before, an Averis. The Rambam says in a Shoigig, also you have to do Tshuva. It's an accident, it wasn't on purpose, it wasn't amazing, but it's also a madriga of an aveir, a little bit much less of an aveir, but it's also an aveir. But the third madriga is mesasik. Mesasik means that the Torah says that even an aveir which would have a kamachatas is part of a kamachatas. And the Sivis and the Mekar Chaim understands that to mean that's not aveir at all. Mesasik means that you did not realize that you were doing it all. The chil between mesasik and shogig is really pretty complicated. It's a whole thing. It's machoikus of bayin rov, exactly what the case is, and it's machoikus Rashi and Tosis and Shabbos of bayin beis on beis, what the machoikus of bayin rov is. I'm not going to go through all the details, but the basic example what the Gemara talks about of a Sasek is somebody sees on Shabbos a yerek, a vegetable like a carrot on the floor in the field, and he thinks it's tzolish. He thinks it was very uprooted, it's just lying there. And he picks up the carrot from the field. He thinks he's doing hagbah. He thinks he's just picking it up. This is an area where he's not moving. He's just going to pick it up to eat it right there on Shabbos. But really, it's mechuba. So when he picks it up, he's doing a maitza kaitza. But he doesn't realize he's doing a maitza kaitza. That's the chalak. By Shabbos, you know what you're doing. You know you're doing the maitza kaitza. You know you're cutting something from a chuba. The case of Shaylu Shabbos to be is you forget it's Shabbos. You forget it's Shabbos, but you know you're doing a ma'isa kaitza from a chuba. Or you forget that there's a malach of kaitza. You just forgot there's a malach. You knew Shabbos, forgot there's a malach of kaitza. But again, you know the ma'isa that you're doing. The case of Masasak is you don't even realize the ma'isa you're doing. You don't realize you're doing ma'isa kaitza. Another case, maybe a little more common today, might be someone's leaning against the wall and he's opening a light. He doesn't realize when he's leaning against the wall, he's pressing the light switch and he's turning on and off a light in a different room. As he's standing there talking, he doesn't realize he's leaning against the wall, he's turning on and off a light. He doesn't even realize he's doing it. Shaggy would be, he knows he's turning on, he's doing Mavi, he knows he's turning on a light. It's just he forgets the Shabbos, or he forgets for some reason that it's us to turn on a light in Shabbos. But he knows the mice he's doing, he knows he's doing Mavi in there.
Does Rabbi Yoshim totally come on such a thing?
No. No.
Why? He thinks it's kosher.
But you know you're eating something. But you know
you
might be
eating something, but you think it's shuma.
Yeah, but that, you know, first of all, there's no masasik by
Fenway, oh, right?
The special halacha we're going to get to. Special halacha that day. So what's the case? I mean, but you know the mighty you're doing, you just don't know.
You know what it is? The case is by Shabbos. If a person throws and he doesn't know that it's a karmas, he throws a karmas and ends up in
the
karmas.
Everybody knows he's throwing from here to there.
He's showing over there or a friend whether it's called a guy in Oshun Tali. It's not Dr. Bechol of Marais, that's for sure. Oshun Tali is not Dr. Bechol of
Marais.
Right.
I'm talking
about Oshun Tali Yechayim by the case where you thought you were doing the Zabah Hetta because it's Hukfei Sura. Whenever it's Hukfei Sura, Yechayim because you thought you were doing the Zabah Hetta.
So the Makar Chaim's question is, over here, when a person's over by Rabbi Matzah, like the Magen Rom's case, the Magen Rom says that someone did not realize that he had Chametz on Pesach, he thought he was in the Vayel of Chametz, thought he burnt the Chametz, and it turns out he's over the Aveira of by Rabbi Matzah. The Magen Rom means that he has to chuva, he didn't have B'Shoeg. In fact, the Makar Chaim, Makar should be Masasek, he b'chal doesn't know that he had Chametz on Pesach. He didn't know that he had. According to Mekachem's kasha, the only case you would have of a shaylid by Rabbi Mos is person knows he has chametz. He just doesn't remember his Pesach. He forgets his Pesach, like the case of Shkogos or Shabbos, or somehow he forgets that there's an issue of chametz on Pesach. That would be a shaylid. But he knows he has. But he doesn't even know he has the chametz. Doesn't know that he's by Rabbi Mos. So he's from Misafik. So back to Mekachem, how can Mekachem Ram call this in that area? Why would this be very destitute on it? So the Magen Rom says in himself, the Mekor Chaim says, the Mordechai Gitaris, after the Gesvah, he wants to say that the whole Petur Masasik is only an Avera which has a Maisa. Something that Ter Asa with a Maisa. The Ter Asa and Avera idea Maisa, and you don't realize you're doing that Maisa, the Moshul Malach on Shabbos, you don't realize you're doing Kaitza, you don't realize you're doing it on Shabbos, that Masasik Patis one. But if the Ter Asa something without a Maisa, the Moshul Bayer Rabbi Motsa, Bayer Rabbi Motsa is an Avera without a Maisa, that is no Pesach Masasek. So who doesn't apply to that? And what's the Svar? He doesn't really explain it, but just I was thinking, maybe the Svar is, any Aveira within a Maisa, you have to be Miyachas the Maisa to the person, to the Odom, to the person doing it. It could be to be Miyachas the Maisa has to be with your knowledge you're doing it. If you don't realize you're doing it, it's not Miyachas the Maisa to you. That's maybe one way I want to learn it, but I think a better pshat would be is that a maisa that you don't know you're doing is as if you're maisa kuf. The more person talk about a maisa kuf, like a maisa of a monkey. It's bechal not called a maisa. It's mafkiya the whole maisa. Maisa odom. This is, you see, odom and a kuf is odom knows what he's doing. If the person bechal is doing something, doesn't realize he's doing it. That's mafkiya the shem maisa from it. It becomes like a maisa kuf. But akoponim and on a maisa kuf is. There's no chiyuv. That's the Petur Masasek. But this is the Mekor Chaim's teretz. He wants to say that the whole Petur Masasek is only in somebody the Torah asked it Eidei Maisa. When you find somebody the Torah asked it Shal Eidei Maisa on the Moshe by Rabbi Motzah, there's no Petur Masasek. The Kvege in the Shuvah Simachas wants to to give us. He says, the kasha that we give us is the kasha. The Mekochayim is an Nom Bedov Poshet, that what the Gemara says, Bob Kratl Masasik, that Masasik is part of Mekochayim, Mekochayim understood to me it's not a Aveira at all. Why is it part of Mekochayim? The Torah is saying, this is a Shogig is an Aveira, a Shogig has to be a Kamachatis, and Masasik is Bechal Nishkan Aveira, it's not a Aveira at all. You don't have to be a Kabban on it. The Kirega says that he doesn't understand it that way. He understands that Masasik is also an Aveira. It's only a Patur in the Kabban. The Torah says, "Bo pratlam sasek." It's only time you tell you don't bring a carbon, but an aveir b'shagi remains aveir b'shagi. There's a man that's not whole kasha not to begin with. The Magen Rambam is very good, even if by your rabbi Yamatzah, you did not know you had the chametz gold leave a sasek, but it's still not there. You still have to do tshuva on it. Now, I don't think the Kivega is chalak on that some teretz of the Mekachayim. It could be he agrees with that svara that there is no that's which I think is a tifa svara that there's no dim b'sasek, no p'tur b'sasek on aveir that has no ma'isa. The Kriyeg is just saying, you don't need that, you don't need that terrace, because the Kasha Bidin is not a Kasha, because Kriyeg is chalk on this whole Hanofa, this whole Yisoyed of the Mekachayim. The Mekachayim is naming on that the Ptur Mesasik.
There's no carbon.
There's no carbon about it. Right, there's no carbon. But Nesivis will. Right, Nesivis is saying that it holds that Mesasik is a maski of the whole Aveir entirely. It's Hafka of the whole Aveir, it's not an Aveir at all. But Kivega says, no, it isn't a there. It's just through the carbon. Kivega brings right to it. It brings right from the Gemara Bokama, the Chavavan Vez, the Gemara Shu, Stafi Tesman Vez, another Gemara Brochas, Stafi Tes. I'm not going to go through all the rice. You can look in the true insight.
Does it mean you're asking
me if the Master of the Master is that one of the same? He talks about that. He talks about that. He wants to say that the Kivega must be maybe Maiden in some cases, but yeah, he talks about that. The Kriyeg says that the nafkamina between him and the Mekachayim would be, very much nafkamina, is to see someone being misafik. Let's see, in our example we said before, someone's leaning against the wall, he doesn't realize he's turning on a light switch, turning on a light in another room. And that's misafik. It's not a shaggy, he doesn't realize b'chal the mice is doing. A shaggy would be, he knows what he's doing, he just forgets the Shabbos, so he forgets that salsa, but he knows what he's doing. Over here, he doesn't know he's being mad with him, he doesn't realize at all what he's doing. We have to be mafashim, we have to tell him, stop what you're doing. So according to the Mekachayim that holds Mesasik is B'chanish Kenveir, and look at this, he's not doing anything wrong, there's no Chesed Kenveir over here. He can continue doing it. According to the Kivega, you do have to tell the staff, because Kivega Mesasik is Kenveir. I once heard somebody was claiming, according to this, what about if someone's eating something that's, someone's Fleishuk, you know he's Fleishuk, and he's eating something, he doesn't realize it's meltless. So you have to tell him, So he was clearing. The Gemara does say we're going to get that soon. The Gemara does say that Masasik Bechalav Barayis doesn't have Pesul Masasik Shkeinen. Something you have enough from. There's no Pesul Masasik in Chayy here also. But he was clearing maybe the Ambasa Bechalav. It's not the Achila. It's the Ambasa Bechalav. That's something you're eating is not the Issa. Maybe it's a Shachat.
So if somebody's carrying and he thinks there's an end. Mamash Ma'isim Bechal Shabbos. So he thinks there's an end. So according to him, he's not doing this. So why isn't that Masasik?
Okay. He hasn't, because he thinks he's not, he knows the mice, he knows he's caring, he just doesn't know that.
Your life might be different than every Mesas, because every Mesas, he picks up a carrot.
Like he doesn't know he's doing a mice a kite, so
he doesn't even know that he's making he doesn't even know that he's doing anything.
See, that's the doctor's discussion between Rabbi and Rova, actually. Rabbi and Rova, a person cuts a carrot, and he thinks it's talish. So that's a machlokes if that's called masasik. Because the mice, he knows he's cutting. But one mandama says, yeah, but he knows he's cutting. He thinks he doesn't know he's cutting something that's machlokes. He doesn't know he's being machfit in the chiba. That's the machlokes if that's called masasik. That's why, but everybody holds away. He thinks he's just picking it up.
So where is the value?
Where he's magbia. He's not cutting the mice again. He's magbia. He thinks that.
So
that's the gachol. That's the
very hard thing. Not even magbia.
He doesn't
know
what
he's doing.
Right, you don't even know what you're doing. But it isn't, but the Pesul would be Mesasik. But if you wouldn't have a Pesul inside Mesasik, it would be like very shaggy. Okay, like upon this is the Machlokes of Kivega and Mekachayim. If Mesasik is a Pesul from the whole way entirely, or is it only Pesul in the carbon? Rebbe Chanan in Kevit Shurim is a Kasha on Kivega from Balmor, the end of Mesasik. And Balmor says, Merdik Chiddush. Balmor says, that there's a din mitzvah on mitzvahs also, mitzvahs say also. If a person does a mitzvah, he doesn't realize he's doing the mitzvah at all, there's no key mitzvah. The Rambam means, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't sviches kavana, which is a famous machlokes in Shas, and machlokes Allah, how we paskin, if you hold, you only need kavana for the mitzvah, Zokta Balmor, that means that you don't have to know you're being mekayim mitzvah, but you have to know you're doing the mitzvah. You have to know you're eating matzah. It's just you weren't thinking to do a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe you didn't realize it was Pesach, like we said before, or you didn't realize it was a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. But you have to know you're doing a ma'aseh chila. If a person doesn't know he's doing a ma'aseh chila, and the Baal Mog is an example, a person's misnam name, a person's a chayla, and he's sleeping. He's a janazach, he doesn't realize what he's doing, but someone's able to put in his mouth a piece of matzah, and by instinct he will automatically just chew and swallow and not realize what he's doing, and eat the matzah. What's the yotzei mitzvah?
What you said before about Hanoi, you don't eat the same sauce.
We have to catch up.
Better. He eats matzah, but he doesn't know
what's
matzah.
He knows he's doing a ma'aseh.
Yeah, but that's the
game. That
might
be
showing
you.
That's what he said.
No.
That's
not
enough.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe that's what he said. It sounds like he doesn't give that example for a reason.
You
see, you're taking Masasek a little too far. Masasek has to be, he doesn't know the action. He doesn't know he's eating at all. This is a Pashto case.
But on the other side, by having a student, Masasek, you know you're doing the Maisa.
You know.
Of course you do. Masasek is all right, but okay. He thinks it's...
Same thing, maybe Muslim name. He doesn't...
That's not the case of Muslim.
Okay, well, Maisa, this is the case of the Baal Mog. Let's continue. The Baal Mog's case is the person is Muslim name, he's sleeping, he's half asleep, and he doesn't realize he's eating at all, he's just swallowing and chewing instinctively, and it goes down. What's the yaitz? And ask me, it is, when he wakes up, does he have to carry the mitzvah? What's the yaitz already? And the Baal Mog says, you're not yaitz. That's the Baal Mog. They write it on the riff. This is I'm an Aleph in the Dafi Arif at the end of the Safan. The rabbi asked, why isn't this as a Misasa B'chovim Barai? It's Chayash Kenenna, the same thing with mitzvahs. Since he's having Hanoch in the Matzah, it should be Shkenenna. And I think even though he's sleeping, the Guf still has Hanoch. Maybe that's what it means. The Guf still has nutrition, the Guf still is, we won't be hungry. The fact that Rabbi Kasha on the one more, why is that Misasa to begin with? It should be Shkenenna. I was thinking, maybe Sibshad and the Baal Mog, but it was for the Chiddush, that Bechal, you have to understand, what's the reason why Mesasik Bechal Merai Chayv Shkeinenna? What does Shkeinenna have to do with Mesasik? Why is that takeaway? Why should you understand when a person has a no, you can't say it's Mesasik, he doesn't know what he's doing, he feels it, he has a no. But when Mesasik by Mesnam name, he doesn't really feel it, like we said, he has a no, because the body gets nutrition from it, but what's the reason why Shkeinenna takes off Mesasik? It's not called Mesasik. So I wanted to say, I was thinking that it could be that by Averis, with the Ika of an Averis, not so much the Mice Averis, the Ika of the Averis is the Hanoh itself. It's a big Chiddush to say that, but the Torah acid, any Averis which has Hanoh, but the Torah acid was not so much the Mice Hanoh, the Torah acid, the Hanoh. And I wanted to bring a Shugarai to it from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yeches. The Gemara says by a person is Baal Elishtai, the pierced a Nida, and she finds out that, and they realize that she's a Nida. So the Gemara says the person should wait to be Purish for Eva Meth. She should wait till the Eva's Meth to be Purish. And the Gemara is a Kasha that woman the holds that the Eva Meth is also a Nisa, is also a Nisa Nida. I think the Eva Meth is Nisa Bia. So the Gemara says that there's a Nidaim. With more Hanoah, the Averis is bigger. What's the Gemara saying? What does that mean? If the Eva Mess is the same as the Bia of Nida, minus Gemara, if it's Eva Mess or Eva Chai, minus Gemara, the Gemara says Nachmin is more Hanoah. That's why it's mushroom to me that Dostalin is the Averis. If the Averis would be the Mice, it wouldn't make a difference. This is called the Mice also. This is called minus Gemara. But if the Yisoid with the Torah acid, any Averis has Hanoah, the Averis is the Hanoah Gufa.
I mean, nobody argues
with
me. Everybody knows that.
Even
if
that's why anything which came in, mainly did the Averis. You don't want the mice, you'll get enough. It's a Mela, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs. That's the Baal Mog's thought. But by mitzvahs, the mitzvah is not the Hanoh. But mitzvahs is sure the mitzvah is the mice of it, right? In most of the Roshana and other places, that the mitzvah lava has to know. You're not supposed to have a Hanoh, the Hanoh doesn't count. The Hanoh by mitzvahs. So by a mitzvah, the mitzvah is for sure doing the might. The might is not the hanoah from the matzah. Is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the mice of mitzvah. It's mainly you don't have the whole sefer shkeinene by mitzvahs. That we've shown the rabbi in the Balmah. But al kaponim, from this Balmah we see this merdeka chiddush that the same way Misasik takes off takes off the avera, the same thing Misasik takes off a mitzvah. The fact of Bachanan, that this is good according to the Mekor Chaim. According to the Mekor Chaim, that Misasik takes off the avera entirely, then you could compare and say, but Misasik's mitzvah takes off the mitzvah entirely. But according to Mekinega, that Misasik is still an avera, it's only up to the carbon. So why should Misasik take off the mitzvah? It should still be a mitzvah. It's only between the carbon, and there's not shaft any between the carbon by mitzvah. So this kasha girl has bothered me for a very long time. What's shaft in kivig? Until I found in Sefer Master Melech from Siman Gviskin, the Rosh
Hashiva. Who spells
the Baal Moor says this, you say. The Baal Moor says that you're not doing some matzah of Misnanik or Misnanik.
The same way
Misnanik takes off an Aveir, if you're not Misnanik by a mitzvah, you're not yet to the mitzvah. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, that this is very good according to the Mokachai. Okay, but it's a kasha on the Kivega. So the matzah is very good. He wants the answer that even the Kivega is Moida. That the Kivega doesn't mean that Masasik is the same Aveir as the Shayu, it's only between the carbon. The Kivega also means more than that Masasik takes away from the Aveir a little, makes it less than Aveir. That's why it's part of the carbon. The Shayu, the Moshe Mezid, is the biggest Aveir, and the Shayu is less than Aveir, and Masasik is also less than Aveir. That's why it's part of the carbon. The Kivega is just saying it's not nothing at all. The Kivega is saying it's still less than Aveir. He wants to fend for the Magen Avraham, why you have to do true, but still does it, but does take away from the very little bit. And that's why it's part of the carbon. As a man of the Kvega holds, it does take away from the very little bit, you could say by mitzvah also, it takes away from the mitzvah a little bit also. And that's what the Baal Moor is saying is Yinat Yetzah. Because to be Yetzah mitzvah, you have to be Yetzah mitzvah b'milua. If you took away from the mitzvah, even part of the mitzvah, Yinat Yetzah. You hear what he wants to say? That's how the Kvega wants to say. Kvega doesn't mean that it's the exact same Aveir. Kvega is money that takes away from the Aveir a little bit. Is a meaning of going to Kvega would take away from the mitzvah a little bit. So it's very good about more that it says that you're not Yetzah. Second, I might have been going that way, but this is what he wants to answer for the Kvega. This.
Good question. So when you say it takes away a little bit from the mitzvah.
Right.
But then you said, you used the lesson before, that it's not a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah just on a lower madrega?
It would be a mitzvah on lower madrega, but you're not yitzah, because to be yitzah, you weren't yitzah entirely. You didn't do it completely.
So why can't you say, well, it's a mitzvah, but not as much of a mitzvah? It's like you have one thing for a veira, and you have one thing for a mitzvah. You did the veira, it's on a lower level. But the mitzvah, you're not yitzah.
To be yaitse is not such thing as partially yaitse. It's just giving a thing that doesn't take away the Aveir entirely.
So
the Aveir is probably, that's the Mogen Avraham needs to
achieve it.
So
the
Aveir, that's time for the Gash. Gash Ben Zer? But they have to say something, and to say something, this is after the Zark, I think.
You have to start with the Chak Yishev, you know? Some say Chak Yishev a mitzvah.
Right.
So you do Yoitz a mitzvah,
right.
You got a brownie for me?
Now this Baal Moor to begin with, it says that it's such a concept of Misasik by Mitzvah Saseh, take off the Mitzvah, is a very, very big Chiddush. In all the Sugis HaShas, and like we said, it's the Gemara in Kisus, that he tests on Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos, that I am Beis, it's in other places. It always talks about Aveiros. Misasik is the pasuk where Misasik is learned from. Bo Prat Misasik is talking about the pasuk of a carbon. Chatas is talking about Aveiros. We don't find anywhere in Shas this musig of Misasik by mitzvahs. But the Balmor is comparing it. Balmor says it, and then says there's a Ran also that says it. It's a Ran in two other places. It's a Ran of Sochem Das Chavtes, B'Shem Dera'ah, and the Ran Rosh Hashanah Das Chavtes also says it. And it's also Beisayfet in Rechaim Simtafay and Hetzif Dal, who wants to learn in the Rambam. He has a Rambam in Hilchos Shreif, and he wants to say this concept of Mesatzik to take away Mitzvah Say. So it's another Rishonim also. I think the Michlis Baruch is asking this kasha. Michlis Baruch from the Baruch Kinnika, the Chaim Simagilma and Af Aleph, he has a kasha on this whole musig of Yishenim say that there's Nisasik by Mitzvah say from a Gemara in Zvachim that from Zayim and Aleph and Chulim that you give him an Aleph. The Gemara says, Menayin Nisasik by Kachim Shul Paisul. There's a whole sugya that the Gemara says that Nisasik passes by Kachim. Special sharing about Kachim if Nisasik passes. So Rashi learns the Gemara's case is talking about mischavin gizik sakin unos v'kaisel. Someone had in mind take a knife and throw it into a wall, that you get stuck into a wall. And while the knife is going, it happens to go and shech perfectly a behemoth. There's a long knife and somehow someone was watching and it perfectly shechted a carbon. Perfectly shechted a carbon. He did not have in mind at all to do a mice or shechita. It was misasik. He was just knife throwing. He was trying to throw a knife into a wall and then ended up shechting. Is that possible,
because if we call it
Maisa Koyf,
it wouldn't be
kosher for Chulin. Even for Chulin, because, well, okay. Let me think about that. But that's Gemara Shaila. Grab the taste of a little bit different, best we're rushing into the Gemara. So, the fact that Mechus Baruch, that it's Mashmah the Gemara, that it's a special Shaila by Kodshim with Mesasik Pasels. It's Mashmah. But it's to be a Psul Mesasik by. By all mitzvahs, what's the Gemara Shaila? Then for sure, Kachim should not be good. It's not from this Gemara that Mitzvah does not apply to mitzvahs. It only applies to Adairs. The Gemara says maybe it applies to Kachim also. Acharis is Shaka Kachim, this Gemara, and all the Shainim. So the Mitzvah's Baruch wants to answer a beautiful text. He wants to say, I'll pee the Gemara, famous Gemara, the beginning of the Zvachim, the Gemara says, by Kachim, we have a special din, Stomung Shmokai. Because it's negiah the din of kachim shechting kachim shmas, a special halacha by kachim that you have to shech the carbon l'shem that carbon. Actually, it's l'shem shisha d'varma zavach nizbach is another mishnah right in zochem. But the first mishnah in zochem says kol zavachim shnis chuz shnoi shmas and k'shem and shnoi yom ubayin l'shem chayva chusim and pesach ve'oyla. Every carbon that you shech has to be a mashal carbon oyla has to be l'shem oyla. But if you shech the l'shem shlomo, it's still kosher. Why is it kosher? You didn't do it l'shem. L'shem Ayonu. Teretz is, the Gemara says, Stom L'shmokai. It's like, the L'shmo is like built in. I think the Velt learns that the Hashem Birzka, there's a famous scribe on this, everyone knows that. But the Pashup Shat in Stom L'shmokai is the din in the Hektish. Once you mark the carbon and the carbon has in the L'shem Ayonu, so it's like the Kavon is built in. When the L'shem Kavon Ayonu is all Nemtzach in the Hektish, the person who's makdish it, and that puts the L'shmo in the carbon, and the carbon is L'shmo. It's Memengla, that's going to give you the Kabbalah Shem Shalom. Memengla, the Mitzvah wants to say, this din of Stam L'Shmokai will work to take off Mitzvah also. Maybe take off the Mitzvah. Maybe really this is the Mitzvah by every Mitzvah say. The most telling is, Menayim Mitzvah Koshim Shupostel, it means maybe by Koshim is different. Fakir, maybe Koshim, because of this Stam L'Shmokai, you don't have Mitzvah. You think you're Mitzvah, you're not, because Stam L'Shmokai, maybe that's the same way it puts in the din l'shmo of the Shem Kavan, maybe that puts in, takes off Mitzvah also. And that's where the Gemara needs a special pasuk to tell you.
Even if the din Mitzvah
to take off every Mitzvah say, that's not given Mitzvah say, but maybe by Kachim, Mitzvah will not take off the Mitzvah Kachim, because Stam L'Shmokai will put it back.
There's one thing l'shmo, there's one thing mitzvah.
Okay, but the most clarity, maybe the Stam L'Shmokai will work on the mitzvah.
It's the same thing.
And that's the most clarity. The Gemara has a pasuk. There is a psalm mitzvah by kosher. That the Stam L'Shmokai doesn't help.
Don't told you that if you don't have the mitzvah shechita it's kosher, then it's a pasuk. The Gemara is clarity if it's kosher a pasuk. Say the chanam, but he gave psalm, he's saying good. Of the Eichon, you won't have the mitzvah kosher. Maybe if there's a mitzvah shechita it's kosher, you won't have it. Who says he has the mitzvah? He doesn't have it. Where's up if you don't have a mitzvah shechita kachim that it's possible? The teretz is because it's not Stam L'Shmo.
The fact that the Gemara needs a special pasuk to tell you that Mesasa B'Kashim is possible.
Yeah, because the Kashim is not negated. We're clear, and the Balmar is talking about whether you're a mitzvah. He was talking about Psul and Kashim in the Karim. So what he's saying is good to begin Psul and Kashim, but it won't make it. I don't know what mitzvah there is. There's a mitzvah shechita kachim. So that means you don't have accomplishment then. We're talking about a psul and you're talking about a mitzvah.
No, the kashi is what the Gemara is only done in kashi.
And but again,
he's saying this teres. He's saying this. The reason why you need a special pasuk by kashim saying masasik is maybe really there is a dimsul masasik like you shouldn't have saying by mitzvahs. But by kashim you might think the stam l'shmokoi takes off the problem masasik, and that's why you need a special pasuk. That's the teres. Another place we find that the musag of masasik or mitzvah. It's something Medayek is from Shtukel, famous Shtukel from Chaim in Sefer. And the Chush Rebbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam, in the Hilchos Tvila, the famous of Chaim is Stiris Rambam. The Rambam Paskins in Pegyud Hilchos Tvila, that Kavona by davening is only Maki of the first Barachos. The first Barachos. But there's another Rambam that's in Perig Dalet, Hilchos Tvila, the Rambam says that Kavona by Tvila is Maki of the Holshman Esrei. All these first Barachos, the Holshman Esrei is Stiris. So then, Rav Chaim explains that the first Ram, the Rambam Pegyud that says the Kavanah is Makib only the first Baruch is talking about Pirush Hamilas. He says you know you're davening, you know you're standing before Hashem and you're davening. The only thing is you don't have Pirush Hamilas. You don't not Mechamt what the words mean. That's Makib on the first Baruch. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet that says that Kavanah is Makib on the whole davening means that you're not Mechavin to be Omer B'nei Hashem. That's Makib the Hashem. That's the Chol. And the Chaim explains that if you're not Mechavin, if you're davening B'nei Hashem. The Chaim says, "Loshen is kavana zu einem mitin kavana. This is not kavana. Rak shu mi etzem ma'aseh tefila. That's what davening is. V'im ein libei poni v'ein yirei sasmi shemim l'pnei Hashem l'spalo ein zem ma'aseh tefila. The person doesn't mechaven. They dive before Hashem. This is not ma'aseh tefila. V'ayehu b'chol masasek. He calls him masasek. The ein boy din ma'aseh. He's not mechaven for the ma'aseh. He doesn't realize what he's doing. He doesn't realize diving Hashem. That's masasek." That's his market. The Mokum Shoy Mesasik, the Yimik Kungo Yisvan Akhal. And the place where a person is Mesasik is as if he didn't daven at all. If he didn't daven at all, he skipped these words. Only badly, if he had some Tinga called Yutes Brach's Makin, if a person skips the words about this market, that's the way Prem went. But you see, in his Loshan is, the Prem does say that if he's not Machavin, that he's Oymu Tnei Hashem Espalmahar, he'll become Mesasik, the Imbay de Meister. That's Mesasik. So I saw from here, the Reb Chaim understood that Masasik takes away from Mitzvah also. This Chiddush from the Shem, he's naming on that by it takes away, it's not only by Eloi Sasei, it's by Mitzvah also. Tvila takes away Tvila also.
So my
father, answered me, he says he doesn't think that you need this Chiddush from the Shem. Even if you would say by every Mitzvah Sasei, Masasik does not take away from the Mitzvah. Moshul, by Yechikos Matzah doesn't take away. But davening, if you're not mechavin, if you're mitznei Hashem, you're b'chal not doing the ma'isa. In other words, the chiddush of Rishonim is where you are doing a ma'isa of achilas matzah. You are doing a ma'isa of achilas matzah. You just don't realize that you're eating matzah. You were. That's the bechilah. But mesasik means that you were doing a ma'isa of achilas. You just didn't realize you did the ma'isa. Over here, it's not because you didn't realize you're davening. You didn't daven. You weren't davening at all. You want to be, almost a person did not do a chilas matzah. That's not a psul mitzvah. That's he didn't do it at all. Mitzvah to mean that you did the ma'aseh mitzvah. You picked up a luminescent. You didn't realize you picked up a luminescent. You thought the face you picked up an apple, maybe. Right? But you did pick up the ma'aseh. That would be the chilas of mitzvah takes away. But here, you're doing mitzvah. I'm a ma'aseh, Chaim does say mitzvah. My father wants to say it's Avdavki, even though it's a big ha'orin of Chaim. Because you do a Chaim in a sefer, every word is mudayik. Chaim kept his ksavim in a box, you know, always never ready to print.
So
it's like he used to go backwards, and he writes Harizeh B'chal Masasik. He says, that's his Loshen.
That's the whole Loshen.
Well, he does say, Rabbi, who B'chal Masasik? The Imboi Din Maisa. Who B'chal Masasik, the Imboi Din Maisa. He does say the rest also. He does say also, Stana Maisa Tfina. But that's not my father on the Shom wanted to say that. You don't have to come on to this Chishu Rishayim. The Chishu Rishayim is when you know, when you are doing the Maisa, it's just you don't know you're doing the Maisa. But here you're Bachar not doing the Maisa. There's another shtickle from the Yelis Shacha from Rabbi Lev Schneiman and Zvach from the Malachon Beis. He wants to talk about, he talks about the Subchaim, where a person did not have Kavani standing before Hashem, that's Ma'akib and all Yutis Brach. So Maisa, what's Takav Shat and a lot of people saying, Maisa say, German Zuch and Mitten Davin, Maizelen L'Sholom, Rav Sherkin Bederch Musa Bichusa. He has the Kasha. What's Pshat? And then the Shmanesse we say Eitz Shalom. So I wanted to say, the reason is because the Minchman essay, a men sleep can Paris, can Miami. First thing, while he's davening, he's flying to Paris, he's flying to Miami. At the end of the davening, he comes back. We give him Shalom Aleichem. You know, the problem is, so according to Sif Chaim, if a person is not Mechamin, he is general tech of his son, Mishman Esse, he's not Mishnah Yetzah, but what's Takav Shatz? He wants to say Bichrish, he wants to say... If you say ko oisa das yishen lo oisa, the Gemara is talking about the din of pigle. Din of pigle that when a person when you makdir a carbon, if you do the hakta or any part of the avodah of the carbon, you do with a machshava to eat the carbon, the part that you're supposed to eat shnei bizman, like Moshe Shalom, you have 2 days to eat, or the kamachadis, the kana, supposed to eat for 1 day, but if you have in mind you're going to eat it the third day or kamachadis the second day shnei bizman, that passels the carbon. That makes it then pigle in the carbon. So Gemara says, "What about by a kav mincha? By a kav mincha, what you makdir is the kaimitz. You take a kmitz, a part of the kavin, and you makdir the kaimitz in the levaina. On top of the kav mincha, you bring it with levaina, a certain kind of a spice that Torah says you should bring the kavin with. And when you makdir the kmitz and the levaina, will be and the Mishnah talks about that you makdir the kmitz with machshava shnei bezmanai, that you're going to eat the rest of the mincha, the shirayim, which the kohanim are supposed to eat. They're going to eat shnei bezmanai. They're going to eat it late." But the Levina, they're makdis tam. They didn't have any machshavon. So the Rabbanon say that's not pigle. And the Emeis says it is pigle. So the Rabbanon explained the reason why it's not pigle is because ein mefagim b'chatzi makdir. Pigle has to be on the entire haftarah. Whatever you makdir on the mizbeach, the entire thing has to be machshava shavas mani. Over here, you only makdir the kremitz with a machshava pigle. But the Levina, you're not makdir with a machshava pigle. And the name of Fagim Chatzim Matir, to create pigle has to be, the entire actor has to be B'machshava Shnei Bezmanai. And the Gemara explains, according to, Reish Lakish says, according to a Meir that says that it is pigle, even though you only mark the Kremish, Kremitz B'machshava Shnei Bezmanai, Gemara explains, I'm Shimon Lakish, like came a time to a Meir, the Ksav Mephagim Chatzimati. I don't think a mayor holds his chaylik, and he holds this pig on a chatzimati, just on part of it. Ela, hachamayaskinen, shenosin is the kaimitz with machshava. He put the kaimitz on the mizbeach with machshava tidishav his mani. But nobayna b'shtika, and the nobayna, he didn't think anything. Ksava, ko oisa da shesheno oisa. A mayor holds, ko oisa da shesheno oisa. Whatever he did the second time, he meant the way he did the first. And just like he first put the Nevayim on Machshava to eat the Shiram Shav Yisman, and mainly the Nevayim also goes on with that Machshava. The Kvegin is leading the Shas of these Mitzayin, Ayin, Le'el, Dafezun, Beis, and Kol Yisrael, that's a generation, Le'el, Dafezun, Beis, Shabbos, that's a Tzadagal. He shows you two other places where Gemara mentions this verb, Kol Yisrael, that's a generation. What does the Kvegin want? So the Yonos Shach wants to say, the Kvegin is coming to show you, those two Gemaras is no Machoikis. There's two of the Gemara's which bring down this din, koisa das shen, or it's the bestama. It's mashma, it's how we paskin. Even though over here it seems to be machoikas, the banner and meyer. The banner holds you don't say koisa das shen, or it's the meyer holds you do say koisa das shen, or it's the So the Yonos Shach wants to explain is a chilek. This Gemara is talking about an aveir of pigle. That's where the banner of chilek, if you don't say koisa das shen, or it's the first one had a first in mind an aveir, and then the second thing he did bestama, we don't say he had the second thing was also an aveir. But those other two Gemaras are talking about, one is talking about a mitzvah and one is talking about a rishus. Not an aveir. The Gemara that Beis on Beis is talking about Stam Lishma, where he did the Shechita Lishma, but the next aveir, the Kabbalah Halach, he did the Shechita without thinking that we say Ko'oisa Das Hashem Oisa, even without the Stam Lishma Koi. He wants to say Ko'oisa Das Hashem Oisa on the mitzvah of being a Kabbalah. And the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Hamatzni and Azera, the whole Gemara is the rishus. That's what we say, Ko'is Das Hashem Oisah. So, the Yonos Shach wants to say, if it wouldn't be a Dvar Veira, if it would be a Dvar Mitzvah, even a Dvar Rishus, then everybody would be Moila Ko'is Das Hashem Oisah. So, Mela, the Yonos Shach wants to say the same thing by davening. That if a person started off davening with Kavani, Zayim Pnei Hashem, even if afterwards he's saying, I fell asleep a little bit, he wasn't thinking at all, we could say this for Ko'is Das Hashem Oisah. It's a Moritic say, it's a Moritic So the Ram's case will be, he says, the person is finally very bedafka, he's not He's not being going mitzvah.
He says that?
That would be the case. The person is bedafka from his son says he's not going mitzvah Hashem. He's not going mitzvah Hashem. That's a little funny.
He didn't follow at all.
No, so then he didn't know. If he didn't follow, the Rambam says the being man's bechilah. This he did the first thing.
But my father wants to tell you this young chef also did the same kashi as before. He said this whole svara that works on kavana. When you're missing a kavana and you want to add the kavana, you say puts the kavana in it. But if you're missing the whole chesed and tefillah, I'm not davening. If you're not davening, kol is not going to create a davening. If you're not davening for Hashem, not thinking is missing the whole ma'isa, then kol is not going to create a ma'isa. That's one of the things that we're going to say on there's one more afkhan I found the musig of a mitzvah mitzvah. Just to give my mokum is a few yitzchak at the end of Simon Hay where he writes the yoshim b'tfilin. Person sleeping where he's tfilin is up to besides that also to be yoshim b'tfilin. But the few yitzchak wants to say even if coming from andam mitzvah mitzvah kavana there will not be key mitzvah tfilin because it's mitzvah. So you see over there this musig also, and I thought maybe I had one more raya from Rashi and the brachas that he gave him a malalach, but maybe another time.